Physical Test by Nine-chan. The story contains inflation by water and a bit of BE. Continue only if you like this. One more lap, Ruby! Just one more! The coach urged the exhausted girl to continue.
I can't. Too tired.
Ruby gasped and panted, desperately trying to secure some air. After running laps around the field for 10 minutes, she felt like she was dying on her feet. Standing a 5'6", she wasn't the most athletic girl in the school. With a thin stomach, tiny breasts, and a nearly non-existent ass, her figure was mocked regularly. Ruby watched as the other girls in front fell back.
Look at the cutting board run! Think you'll make 15 laps this time, Ruby?
The largest girl jeered. Emily, the bustiest girl in school, kept teasing Ruby about her lack of curves. She was a particularly early bloomer, being the first of her friends to hit puberty. With beautiful, well-kept blonde hair, she was a bombshell. The briefs hugged her plump thighs as she ran. The incredible mounds in her shirt bounced like a pair of basketballs as she ran, propelling her forward. Ruby could never compare to her.
This time, I'll beat your score, Emily.
Barely able to speak, she weakly responded.
I beg to differ. Now, if you can at least overtake me, I'll let you move within 10 meters of me for a day.
Emily smirked. She would show no mercy to the poor girl beside her. With that, she sped off. At this point, Ruby had all but given up. She dropped back even further, watching Emily tear away. Then, a moment of hope. Emily stumbled and tripped. As she descended, her boob slapped her across the face.
Ah, my beauties!
Still on the ground, she soothed her titanic tits and forgot about her challenge to Ruby. The dark-haired girl took advantage of this opportunity to catch up. With the last of her energy, Ruby took the lead over Emily and left her on the ground.
How about that, Emily?
Crossing the line on her 14th lap, Ruby had beaten her previous best and Emily at the same time. Barely able to stand, she took refuge on a chair nearby. Next to her was a bottle of water. Only when she saw it, she did realize how thirsty she was. Ruby took the bottle and eagerly sucked out the liquid inside.
That's better.
The exhausted girl sighed as she tossed the empty bottle aside. However, she found herself thirstier than before the drink. Picking up another bottle, she emptied it within seconds.
Damn that stupid cutting board. I can't believe my bra came loose at the worst possible time.
Emily had finally crossed the finish line 15 seconds after Ruby. She approached the girl as she desperately drank.
Ruby, you sly bitch! You ran right past me as I lay on the ground! You left me behind! What the fuck?
Emily stared curiously at Ruby as she downed liter after liter of precious hydrating liquid.
Ruby, slow down! Hey, that's my bottle!
Emily tried to grab the bottle from Ruby's grip, but she moved out of the way just in time. Realizing the bottles on the field wouldn't satisfy her thirst anytime soon, she took off to the side of the school, her stomach sloshing from the water inside. Only looking behind her for a second, she spotted Emily tripping over an empty bottle on the floor and falling onto her boobs again. When Ruby reached the side of the building, she spotted a hose lying on the ground connected to a tap. There was a hose extension lying next to it leading to the pool, but it was useless to her for now. Ruby picked it up with a hungry look in her eyes and shoved it into her mouth, using her lips and teeth to secure it in place before twisting the rusty valve. Emily arrived seconds later, looking angrier than Ruby had ever had the misfortune of seeing before.
You little bitch! Falling on your own boobs hurts, you know! It's not like you ever known, anyway! Wait, are you growing?
Emily was shocked to find the girl was in fact growing. Her gym uniform stretched over her growing midsection. The water filled every inch of her belly, forcing it to expand to contain the liquid inside. Emily walked around the growing girl as she inspected her.
You're getting fat, Ruby. Look at this big blob of fat hanging off you!
Emily taunted her. Ruby shot back a glare which seemed to tell the busty Blom,
if you interrupt me, I will pop those huge bags on your chest.
Emily heeded Ruby's warning and stepped back. Finally, as Ruby's stomach filled completely and was no longer able to stretch, the water moved around her body until it found another pocket to flow into. Her chest. The two tiny, almost indistinguishable breasts, pumped up with water, making a quiet sloshing noise as they grew. Emily could only look back in horror. She was about to be outmatched by this shrimp before her. In a state of panic, she called her friends over to observe the strange event. They too could only stare at the growing boobs, which taunted and mocked their own. The sheer contrast between what they knew of the girl's previous figure and what lay before them sent them into a state of shock. Ruby simply smiled at them, continuing to drink. Several cup sizes later, the host stopped pumping water. The water source was empty. Ruby sighed contently as she removed the hose from her mouth.
Ah, that's much better. I was so thirsty. What, you girls want something?
Ruby grinned at the girls kneeling before her and staring at her glorious DD breast.
How? What? Boobs.
Emily and her friend stuttered, trying to find some part of Ruby's magnificent body to insult. They were unable to do so, and left her to bask in the glory of her expanded form and finally quench thirst.